Wayne Brady is a versatile entertainer who's celebrating his 10th year on television. With three Emmys under his belt, the 36-year-old is now turning some of his attention to the music business. This is a cut from his new CD, A Long Time Coming.
All of our friends keep saying we should be more social, 'cause we keep to ourselves most of the time. They just don't understand what we got going on.
Brady got his start on the ABC television show Whose Line Is It Anyway? The show used the art of improvisation to deliver squeaky clean family entertainment. That reputation tended to separate Brady from other performers of the hip-hop generation, and it led his critics to speculate on his connection to black culture. Brady and I talked about that, his new CD, and the improvisational skills that gave him his start.
Improv is a dual-edged sword for me because of how I think people that watch Whose Line still think of it as that they really love it and they respect it, but they think of it as this party trick that you couldn't possibly have made up those things. I say, yeah, we did. It's not scripted. No, you didn't. Come on, tell me the truth. The double-edged sword is then everyone expects you to be able to do that all the time, and then also that's all that you do. So I may go in for a meeting with a director, and he goes, are you cool doing a script? Of course I'm cool doing it. That's what I am. I'm an actor, first and foremost. So I do love it, but at certain times, I've come to dread being asked to do it because I know that some folks think of it as this trick that I can just pull out of my butt at any time.
All right, let's talk about your music. Your album, Long Time Coming, has been getting some really good reviews, and it's got a real mix. But what I wanted to start with is Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come.
I was born by the river in a little town, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a but I know change gonna come.
So why'd you choose this song? And I'm a huge Sam Cooke fan. I am not a historian, but I'm, you know, his voice sends me over the moon, and you take charge of the song.
When you do a cover, you need to have a couple covers on your album because it gives people something to grab onto that is familiar. But you also want to make that cover your own. I wanted to do Change Is Gonna Come. It's a timeless song anyway, but it's got this urgency to it now that there's not to sound cliche, but you really can smell this change in the air that you know that folks have put up with something for only so long that it's been quite a road to hoe, and in walks Obama. And not just because he's black and I'm black, do I like him? You look at him and I feel that he's the real deal. I think maybe when people look at him, maybe we're feeling the same thing that people in the 60s felt when Kennedy was president. And I hope that's what the song says.
What about the racial politics? You have spoofed your own identity on the Dave Chappelle show.
Not my identity. No.
Okay, what was that identity? What was that sketch about for you?
And the reason that I have to say that is, and this is something that it irritates me still, because you and I just met. You don't know me.
You got that, right?
All you know of me is you can look it up on Wikipedia don't even say that, because I could change an entry if I wanted to. I mean, you could look anything up online, but you've got a video history that you could go back and look at episodes of Whose Line and then when I started, and Vinyl Justice, to any of the Disney shows I did, to this parade, to Miss America, to this soap opera, to this thing. And then you form your own opinion. And then your opinion may be, oh, well, Wayne is white. And I'm not saying that's what it is, because I think that you're far too smart and well-spoken to be as ignorant as some people that have thought that. That's not my identity. That's Wayne Brady getting a job and fulfilling that job. I was on Whose Line, and then I was on Vinyl Justice or vice versa, and then I got my sketch show and then my talk show And they're all Disney-owned, by the way. So within any of those parameters, when, at any time, could I have been anything even edgy is such a stupid Hollywood buzzword, but there were certain very clean, family-friendly choices that had to be made.
But I'm curious why you did the sketch.
I did the sketch because, being a very self-aware person, I would be completely dumb and deaf to not know that there was a segment that would say stuff like that about me. That to turn on and hear Paul Mooney, who has appointed himself the grand poobah of all that is black, say his joke about me making Brian Gumbel look like Malcolm X, to seeing myself spoofed on Mad TV by Ari Spears, and then sitting back and going, why? What did I do that is so out of the black norm? And so I thought about that, and when I was leaving the talk show and the Chappelle show came along, I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to go after that particular caricature that I see in my head, because the Chappelle show sketch wasn't a surprise to me, because I know that's what I do, and that's what I find funny.
I can't take this money, man. This money ain't clean, man.
Dave, relax.
No, man, I can't relax. I don't want this money.
Dave, you are too uptight.
I know.
Here, smoke this.
No, I'm cool.
Let me smoke this. Take it. Come on, smoke it.
Man, I don't want to smoke.
This is not an option, nigga. If you do not smoke this, we have a problem. Ain't no damn after-school special. Smoke it.
I could never do something like that in daytime. No, because in daytime, here's my next guest from Wisconsin cooking her famous marmalade cookies. Mmm, and now here's some soap guest that I really don't know. That's the reality of daytime TV. Eventually, I knew that that's not who I wanted to be and where I wanted to be, because it was cutting my legs out from underneath me. So I did that to take power back. Instead of letting Aries, very, very unfunny, and letting Paul Mooney, didn't know what he's talking about, and other places take pot shots at me, I said, I'm going to blow holes in that same thing that you are doing, and I'm going to be funnier. And that I'm going to be so much funnier than you ever were. So that's why I did it, and I was so fortunate that it came up.
It's a classic sketch.
It's a classic sketch. It's in the it's in the Museum of TV History as one of the top sketches of all time. It's like number three or five or something. That's an honor. And so it achieved a couple things. I think it helped get me from under this thing that I was being saddled with. And it showed the people who thought they were funny doing that, like, no, this is what I do. And I don't say that in a prideful way whatsoever, but I do say it as someone who's very confident in what I do, because this is all I've got. I love this.
So I asked you already, you know, what do you like better out of all the things that you do? You say they're all me. But what's ahead? Are you going to do you think, more music, more stage, more TV, or just keep going for all of it?
I will keep going for all of it. We have a limited amount of time on this planet, and my thing is to get as much done as I can. I'm definitely going to do another record when that time comes up. I've already started writing because I'm really, really excited, but we have to continue pushing this one, and it's doing really well. But what I plan on doing is I'll be in New York the tail end of next year, hopefully doing a one-man show, which would be the first, I want to say the first, the first improvisational musical with characters and impersonations that is just me. And we'll see how that turns out. And I'm just happy to be doing this, you know. It's a big deal to be on TV 10 years. So I'm going to keep doing it.
Wayne Brady, great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Nothing ordinary about
the way I feel. Comedian and actor Wayne Brady's new album is Long Time Coming. That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, comedian David Alan Greer joins us to talk about his new Comedy Central show, Chocolate News. I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes.